Alam ba ninyo na ang Australia ay may mahigit sa 500 parke na sumasakop sa mga disyerto, kagubatan, bundok at tubig? Samantalang ang pangunahing layunin ay ipagtanggol ang mga halaman, hayop at kultura, nandoon din sila upang madalaw ng mga Australiano at iba pang bisita. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Audrey Bourget. Ang mga pangalang Uluru, Blue Mountains at 12 Apostles ay pamilyar sa karamihan sa atin, subalit ang mga pambansang parking ito ay bahagi lamang ng mga iniaalok ng Australia. Sumasakop sa halos 4% ng lupain ng Australia, ang mga pambansang parke ay mga ipinagtatanggol na lugar na kalimitan ay may sariwang tanawin at magkakaibang halaman at hayop. Sinabi ng manager Pete Cotsell ng pinakamalaking pambansang parke ng Australia, ang Kakadu na nasa Northern Territory, na ang mga pambansang parke ay bintana ng kalikasan at kultura ng bansa.
National parks are usually areas of wilderness or important cultural areas for the Aboriginal people of Australia. So they're usually areas that have been identified for some unique values, and that might include, for example, wildlife, so plants and animals, or geological features such as mountains or escarpments or rocky outcrops, or they might be chosen because they have important cultural values associated with the Aboriginal people, and that might include rock art, meeting places, ceremonial practices, and areas of cultural significance.
Sinabi din ni Pete Cotsell na ang mga parke ay nagbibigay ng maraming magkakaibang gawain para sa kasiyahan ng mga tao.
So in Kakadu, you can do cultural tours and explore the significance of the Aboriginal people here. There's also a lot of bird watching. There's also other sort of animals if people are more interested in fauna, and they include crocodiles, obviously. Some of the marsupials, snakes and lizards. So there's plenty of wildlife to see up here. And there's also some very unique sort of waterfalls and river systems.
Kung ang hilig ninyo ay sa kalikasan, palakasan o kultura, ang mga pambansang parke ay mayroon ng lahat ng ito.
In other national parks, Puttery for example, there's wildlife there as well as birds. There's coastal activities, so fishing, surfing and swimming in the ocean. There's obviously Uluru, which is another Commonwealth Reserve, and it's a great cultural significance, but is also a very natural wonder.
Pinamamahalaan ng gobyerno ng Australia ang 6 na pambansang parke at 13 marine reserves, kalimitan ay bilang kaakbay na mga may-aring katutubong Australiano. Karamihan sa mga parke ay pinamamahalaan ng mga estado at teritoryo at mayroon silang mga sariling patakaran. Halimbawa, ang ilang parke ay sumisingil pagpasok, samantalang ang iba ay libre. Si Tammy Hsu ang pinuno ng ranger team sa Grampians National Park sa Victoria na popular para sa mga umaakyat sa bundok. Sinabi niya na ang susi sa magandang paglalakbay ay ang paggawa ng ilang pagsusuri bago magtungo sa parke.
We're seeing a lot of people coming to our parks that aren't really prepared. They might have a little bit of information, but they don't have proper maps or they don't have really good information. So I'd suggest before making a visit, jump online, have a bit of a look for the park notes, and get a bit of an understanding of what the park is about, when the best time is to visit. Are there any other issues that you might need to consider, like is there remote areas? What are the roads like? Plan your visit and know that you're going to have a safe and enjoyable time while you're there.
Sinabi din ni Hsu na kahit na kailangan ng karagdagang paghahanda ang mga parke sa syudad, hindi dapat umiwas dito ang mga bagong Australiano.
Apparently there's a fair bit of fear amongst new Australians for our parks. They're known for being full of spiders and snakes and being really dangerous places. So there is a lot of education that needs to take place to say they're fantastic places for body, mind and soul, and you can get out and do all of these fantastic activities.
Ang Parks Victoria ay nagtatrabahong kasama ng mga lokal na komunidad at migrante upang maging kaakit-akit ang mga parke para sa mga bagong Australiano.
We're looking at our facilities and our infrastructure in parks. For example, we're looking at ways to design better picnic areas that cater for large groups, because I know a lot of the new Australian groups tend to go out in really large groups, and even down to simple things like what our barbecues are like. You know, we We have to start considering that there's different ways for these groups to cook and socialise. So, yeah, we're starting to implement some of those changes into our parks as well.
Ayon kay Pete Cotsell, ang pagdalaw sa isang pambansang parke ay isang tunay na karanasang Australiano.
Get to know the Australian landscape and the Australian culture through the Aboriginal culture. It's they're really beautiful places to visit to really understand Australia's history and environment.
Ayon din kay Tammy Hsu, naniniwala siya sa kasabihang malusog na parke, malusog na mamamayan.
Parks are really important for our physical, mental and spiritual health and well-being. But beyond that, they can also be really really helpful in generating income. They provide jobs and they also provide for the economic productivity of the state.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.